Now I've got to go to our first interview on today's programme, and I'm speaking with Dr. Mary Clark, who's the City Archivist at the Archive Library in Pier Street. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning to you, Pat. How are things?
Not bad at all. We're going to discuss the fact that Dublin City Council has acquired a unique Dublin Fire Brigade ambulance logbook, which covers the period of the Easter Rising, the 24th to the 29th of April, 1916. How did this come about, Mary?
Well, the logbook was actually originally in Dublin, belonging to Dublin Fire Brigade, but in the 1930s, there was a very efficient chief fire officer called Major Comerford, and he had a clear out of all documentation older than 7 years. He wanted the fire brigade to be, you know, spick and span. So we believe that the logbook was thrown out at the time, but a member of staff seems to have retrieved it and kept it, and that person's family put it up for auction recently, and Dublin City Council bought it. So that's how we have it.
Is there any... can you disclose the amount it was bought for?
We can, of course, yes. It was €3,800, and we think we got it at a very good price, to be honest, because there's a huge amount of interest in this book, and there were other bidders against us as well.
Okay, is there a possibility that it, if Dublin City Council hadn't have made the purchase and acquired it, it could have gone outside the country? Was that a possibility?
I think it's a possibility, because the bidders against me were on the internet and on the phone. They weren't actually in Dublin. So I think there is a possibility that it could have been lost to the country. And at a time when the centenary of 1916 is coming up, we really needed to get it.
I was just about to say that, given the fact that we are coming up to that, that there would have been huge interest in acquiring it. I suppose Dublin City Council, we were lucky to get it, really.
We did very well on the day. We were pleased now with our purchase, to be perfectly honest. And there's been huge interest in the book ever since, so
okay.
We're delighted.
Can you tell me what condition it's in, Mary?
It's in first-rate condition. It's a very simple journal, and all of the entries are made in pen. And, of course, people then had excellent handwriting. And it's what's called an occurrence book. So everything that happened in Tower Street Fire Station is recorded minute by minute. And that includes people going on leave and the book being handed over from one person to another to continue the log as people were going off duty. And then, of course, most importantly, the activities of the ambulance and fire brigade during the 1916 Rising. All of that is there.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the call-outs that were made on the in that week? I mean, I think...
Sure.
If you would, please.
Sure, of course I can. Well, of course, the Rising actually started on Easter Monday, the 24th of April at 12 noon. And we have the entries in the occurrence book before that. And, of course, it was a bank holiday Monday, so things were fairly quiet. And a couple of guys were on leave, as you might expect, being a bank holiday. And things were ticking over quietly enough. And suddenly, about 1:30, the entries start to come in thick and fast because there are calls for the ambulance to go out. And one of the first calls that we actually have are the ambulance went to Great Charles Street, which is just off O'Connell Street, and they returned and they left three soldiers of the 6th Lancers dead in Jervis Street Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the early skirmishes in the Rising where the insurgents from the GPO actually fired on the Lancers. The Lancers were dead and injured, and the regiment removed them to nearby Charles Street to get them away from the fighting. So not only that, but in nearby Abbey Street, they rescued a man called John Riley from Rathfarnham, who was wounded in the stomach. And that's the first person that we know was picked up by the civilian, I should say, picked up by the ambulance that day and taken to Jervis Street Hospital.
Yeah.
So it's quite dramatic, really.
Yes, I noticed too, Mary, that... the victims included civilians, including children and military personnel, but not members of the Irish Volunteers or Irish Citizens Army, as each garrison had its own cohort of nurses.
They had indeed, and the insurgents were very well organised in that regard. And the idea was that City Hall was to become the hospital for the 1916 Rising. And Dr. Kathleen Lynn was sent there as chief medical officer, and she was preparing City Hall. But City Hall was seized by the Irish Citizen Army on Easter Monday, but it had to be surrendered at 12 midnight. So the idea of the hospital went by the board. But as is well known, there was a cohort of nurses in each of the garrisons, and they were looking after the wounded as best they could through the Rising. So the ambulance isn't called out at all for the Irish Volunteers. That's one thing that's missing there.
Yeah, I see also that the fire brigade, they were forbidden from responding to calls within the area of the Risin, as it was deemed to be far too dangerous for the drivers, the ambulance and fire brigade staff to go near it, yeah?
That's right. The chief fire officer at the time was Captain Purcell, and his deputy was Lieutenant Myers. And you get entries in the logbook as the week progresses saying that they were called out, but they did not attend on the orders of the chief or on the orders of Lieutenant Myers. And sometimes they went out and they actually couldn't get into an area where they knew there was a patient. For example, on the 25th of April, that's Easter Tuesday, the ambulance had to return from Stephen's Green because it could not remove a male patient inside the gates with the continuous firing that was on them. So they really had, you know, they couldn't get in, basically, that was it. But that's rare enough, and really it shows the great courage of the ambulance men in going out under fire and rescuing people and bringing them into hospital.
Right, okay. I noticed too that this particular volume is going to be available. Well, it's available since last Monday, the 24th, at the Archive Library in Pier Street. And there are plans to digitise the volume and to publish the contents on Dublin City Council's website. That's amazing, isn't it, really, Mary? Because everybody will have access to it then.
Well, we've actually published a digitised version on the website now. So it's available on dublincity.ie. But what we hope to do now with this digitised version is to turn it into more of a record of the Risin, if you like. For example, the hospitals that the people were taken to included Jervis Street, Sir Patrick Dunn's, Mercer's, and Vincent's Hospital, which is then in Stephen's Green. So we want to include little histories of those hospitals so people can actually get a better picture of what was going on in Dublin that week.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to publish an enhanced digitised version in the new year.
Okay. Will the logbook be available on an ongoing basis in the Archive Library?
It will indeed. At the moment, we have it on display here in our reading room. And, you know, if people want to come in and have a look at it, they're very welcome to do so. It's a fascinating small book, and it's very easy to read as well.
Yeah. Mary, I'm wondering, are there plans afoot by the library to work on a bigger, larger exhibition for the actual, for 1916 itself? Are there any plans in that regard by Dublin City Council?
Yes, indeed. We have plans to have a large exhibition here in Pier Street about the 1916 Risin. And we're also going to enhance our existing standing exhibition in City Hall to include enhanced 1916 component, which will include displaying our original copy of the proclamation as well.
So the library has a copy of that, yeah?
We have an original proclamation which belonged to Nurse Elizabeth O'Farrell and was given by her family to Dublin City Council in the 1950s. So that will be on display in City Hall.
Wonderful. Okay, Mary, is there anything else coming up in the library in the near future that the listeners might like to be interested in hearing about?
Well, next month there's going to be an exhibition about the history of the Mount Street Club, which was set up in the 1930s to help people get out of unemployment and get back into jobs. And that'll be running here in Pier Street for the month of December, and admission is free of charge.
Okay, right, Mary. Okay, that's great. Okay, listen, thanks very much for taking the call this morning, and I'm looking forward to all the celebrations coming up to the centenary of 1916, and I hope to get in and have a look at that logbook in the near future. Sounds great.
That's lovely.
Thanks a lot, Mary.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.